Welcome to the NFL News Podcast. We got a lot of news and some pretty big news as well. So no time for a long intro. Let's get right into it. First topic, the Dak Prescott deal that he supposedly turned down, a 5-year, $175 million contract. Yeah, that was all fake. Well, not fake necessarily. Wrong info. It was reported yesterday that Dak Prescott was offered a 5-year, $175 million contract and turned it down because he either wanted $45 million in his final year or a four-year deal, which is what he wants, but that's not why he turned it down. He couldn't have turned it down because there was no contract offer. Right after I published my last episode where I talked about that, Ian Rappaport posted on his Twitter, I think, saying that, yeah, that didn't happen. So, a bit late for me, but, yeah. I think it made Dak Prescott look a little bad for turning down a 5-year, $175 million deal. But I know he has a bigger brain than that. He probably would have taken that, even if he wanted something else. Because $35 million a year is, let's just say it's not exactly little amounts of money. Robert Kraft sold his Super Bowl 51 ring at the All-In Challenge. It was sold for $1,025,000. All of the proceeds from his Super Bowl ring will provide meals to those who need it most during this pandemic. Speaking of the All-In Challenge, the Browns are entering the All-In Challenge. The winner gets to help script the first 15 plays of one of their preseason games. They play the Bears, the Packers, the Vikings, and the Bucks. So, the Browns posted on their Twitter earlier today saying that they were entering it, and that was what the winner would get. The NFL yesterday had a different... So there's a new rule that people are leaning towards finalizing, which will be discussed at next Thursday's virtual NFL meeting. It's another way to do an onside kick. It's not an onside kick, but it's an alternative. So onside kicks being nearly impossible with the new safety rules in place where you can't have a running start and other things. So now they're basically impossible. But they have an alternative to where instead of the onside kick, you can do a 4th and 15 from your own 25-yard line. And the NFL is removing the need to be trailing to do it. You can also do it twice a game, but the NFL has removed the need to be trailing to do it, but this has not been finalized yet, but I believe it will be finalized because it's such a good rule, because the onside kick is nearly impossible now. This is more possible, and it keeps the safety measures for the full kickoffs, and the concussions and injuries, I think, on kickoffs, I do believe that they... lowered by a lot. So, update on that rule. Joe Flacco received a 1-year deal with the Jets worth $1.5 million, but can get up to $4.5 million. I do believe that he signed the $1.5 million, but I am not entirely sure. But I think he definitely will or already has signed with the Jets to be competing for the backup. Surprisingly, they went for Joe Flacco over Cam Newton. I'm really surprised about that. Cam Newton now is the final quarterback to have been a starting quarterback last year, to be a free agent. Last quarterback to be a free agent right now who was a starter last year. I am most likely going to make a video talking about where I think Cam Newton will go, but I might not. Might be too much because I am making another YouTube video on this topic that I'm going to talk about right now. If you don't know who Antonio Brown is, let me just give you a little backstory. He was a standout wide receiver for the Steelers, but he was cut or traded. He left the Steelers due to some team issues and he didn't really get along with the quarterback, who was Ben Roethlisberger. He then signed with the Raiders. Then he had a problem with his new helmet. He had frostbite in July or whatever. Well, the helmet thing was kind of big. It was like, oh, I'll retire if I can't wear this helmet. Even though the NFL made a rule saying, oh, this isn't safe, you're not allowed to wear it. He threatened to retire because he couldn't wear his helmet. Then he signed a deal with Zenith, and it was all over. He wore the helmet. And then the Raiders just got sick of him, and they cut him. Free agent. The Patriots ended up signing him. He played a game, and I believe he did score a touchdown. But then the Patriots cut him because he's crazy, or Bill Belichick and him, or he just didn't fit there. They couldn't handle him. Tom Brady, who recently left the Patriots and signed with the Bucks, wanted to bring him down there to the Bucks. But Bruce Arians said no. He was the offensive coordinator for the Steelers back when he was still on the Steelers for a little while. And I guess they didn't necessarily get along, so Bruce Arians said, nope, you're not coming here. And I believe now you're all caught up on him. Anyway, the Seahawks could potentially sign him. So basically, Russell Wilson, the quarterback of the Seahawks, said that he would love to have AB on the team because they don't really have great receivers. They have okay receivers. But if they signed AB, they could potentially be big playoff contenders. I believe they do make the playoffs because I don't think they win the division. I think that's the 49ers who does that. But they're going to probably be a wild card team. But if they do sign AB, there's the potential of the Seahawks actually making the playoffs and winning the division. But I'm going to go deeper into that on my YouTube channel, link in description. So on to the next topic. The Jets are having trouble re-signing Jamal Adams to his new deal that he does really deserve. He's the best safety in the league. If you don't know who he is, basically, he's the best safety in the league. That's all you really need to know. Not best DB, best safety. Stephon Gilmore gets DB. But the Cowboys are, quote, seriously in play for him. I do think their defense could use a little building up. Their offense is stacked. But if they rebuild their defense a little, They could be serious playoff contenders. They already are most likely going to make the playoffs, but they could be real, like, potential bigger than they were last year's playoff contenders. Like, maybe they get a first-round bye. Who knows? But the Cowboys are apparently willing to give up a first-round pick in 2021 and third-year receiver Michael Gallup, who had a pretty solid season last year, but But now that they have CeeDee Lamb and Amari Cooper, they don't really need him because they got some other receivers. I don't know who they are. But now they can trade Michael Gallup, who is a solid receiver. And the Jets certainly do need one of those. So that would be crazy if he did leave the Jets. I think it's crazy to even think about that. But who knows? Maybe he doesn't re-sign with the Jets. Maybe he goes and plays with the Cowboys, where he has a better chance of winning. Who knows? That's just what I think. And another quick update on facilities reopening. The Packers are one of the many teams to have who are going to reopen their facility. They will be reopening it next Tuesday. Jeez, this is a very long episode. I apologize for that. But last piece of news for the day. This is a very long episode. I apologize. Normally, they're like 5 minutes. Yesterday was not. I don't know what is happening today, but there's a crazy amount of news. Same with yesterday. It was tons. It was 9 minutes. Today's 11 plus. So, former Texans running back Carlos Hyde has reached an agreement with the Seattle Seahawks. With him going to Seattle, Devontae Freeman will most likely wind up elsewhere, and Marshawn Lynch could possibly just retire and stay out of the league. So that could be crazy. The backfield for Seattle, who was injury prone last year, now includes Carlos Hyde, of course, Chris Carson, who I think is going to be running back number one, and Rashad Penny, who could be like week 17 player if they aren't playing their starters. Or maybe if they all get injured, he could be a great runner, because he's a good player. They always get injured, so they gotta have a lot of running backs back there. But yeah, I think that's going to do it for this episode. Thank you for listening to the NFL News Podcast. If you want to check out my YouTube channel, link in the description. But on that note, I think that's going to do it for this episode. Goodbye.